You're listening to SBS News.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says while the vaccination campaign against COVID-19 begins the battle against coronavirus, much work remains to be done.
This marks the start of the NHS's Herculean task to deploy vaccine right across the UK, in line with its founding mission to support people according to clinical need, not ability to pay. And this simple act of vaccination is a tribute to scientific endeavour, to human ingenuity, and to the hard work of so many people. Today marks the start of the fight back against our common enemy, coronavirus. And while today is a day to celebrate, there is much work to be done.
A retired British shop assistant received the first shot in the start of an unprecedented global immunization effort to end the pandemic that has killed more than 1.5 million people so far. The United Kingdom is the first Western country to start vaccinating outside trials after British regulators approved the use of a vaccine from US drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. US and European Union regulators may approve the vaccine in the coming days or weeks. The UK has recorded 1.75 million COVID-19 infections and over 62,000 deaths. Preparations for vaccinations have begun in Germany. It is widely expected the program will start shortly after the new year, a view supported by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Vaccination centers have already been set up across every state in the country. Residents in Berlin were mostly ambivalent at the start of the British program, with some calling the early vaccine approval a political stunt to show that the UK is better off out of the EU.
Let's put it this way. Mr. Johnson is using it to try and distinguish himself and to be able to say, see, not being in the EU has all these benefits. We are 2 months faster, so there.
Germany has recorded over 1.2 million COVID-19 cases with almost 20,000 deaths. United States President-elect Joe Biden has revealed his health team, saying they will be ready to help fight the pandemic on day one.
I know that out of our collective pain, we're going to find a collective purpose to control the pandemic, to save lives, and to heal as a nation. Today, I'm pleased to announce a team that is going to do just that. It's a team of world-class experts at the top of their fields, crisis-tested, defined by a deep sense of duty, honor, and patriotism.
He's also repeated his calls for all Americans to wear masks for 100 days from the 20th of January next year.
I'm going to ask for a masking plan. Everyone for the first 100 days of my administration to wear a mask. It will start with my signing an order on day one to require masks where I can under the law, like federal buildings, interstate travel on planes, trains, and buses.
The U.S. has recorded over 15 million COVID-19 infections and more than 280,000 deaths. Pfizer CEO Dr. Albert Bourla says vaccine discussions have been politicized in the United States, leading to a certain amount of doubt.
I believe that always there are some people that are skeptic about vaccines, but I have to say they are wrong, because vaccines has been proven over the century that they are the best medical intervention ever discovered. I can imagine that in this case, because the products, the vaccines, or the medicines are developed very fast, but even worse, because have been severely politicized, particularly in the US, that makes people confused, and they don't know who to believe and what to believe, because the discussion was happening on political rather than on scientific terms.
This comes as the Trump administration is facing scrutiny for reportedly failing to lock in a chance to buy millions of additional Pfizer doses during the summer. That decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of U.S. doses until Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. The executive director of the European Medicines Agency, Emmer Cook, has said she hopes there might be multiple coronavirus vaccines available by the end of next year. Ms. Cook says the EU regulator might approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine after its special meeting on the 29th of December, although that date could be moved. Another vaccine from Moderna Inc. could be approved on the 12th of January. Ms. Cook added she's concerned that fake vaccines are already being sold illegally.
I'm concerned about the risk of falsified vaccines because already we're seeing alerts from Europol that vaccines are being offered on the black market.
Europe has recorded almost 20 million COVID-19 infections. India's Federal Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan says some COVID-19 vaccines are likely to receive licenses in the next few weeks and outlined an initial plan to immunize 300 million people. India says the plan is initially targeting three priority groups: 10 million healthcare workers, 20 million frontline workers such as police and the military, and 270 million older or immune-suppressed people. In Pakistan, seven patients being treated for the coronavirus have died after one of the largest hospitals in the northwestern city of Peshawar ran out of oxygen supplies. Pakistan has recorded 58 COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of confirmed deaths from the virus to over 8,300. The number of total confirmed cases in Pakistan stands at nearly 416,500. Around the world, more than 68 million people have been diagnosed with COVID-19. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.